I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Doug Johnson with People in America in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about a young woman named Virginia Patterson Hensley. No one but her family could remember that name. The world remembers her as Patsy Cline.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
That song is called Walkin' After Midnight. It was Patsy Cline's first big hit record. She recorded it in 1957. It became number 3 on the list of country music hit recordings and number 12 on the list of most popular music. Patsy had worked for many years to make that first successful record. She began singing when she was a young girl in her hometown of Winchester, in the southern state of Virginia. Patsy sang anywhere she could. She sang at weddings and dances. She sang at public eating places for $8 a night. Those who knew her said she worked hard to improve her singing. In 1954, she won a country music competition near her home. She was 22 years old. She was asked to appear on a country music television program in Washington, D.C. She also sang on radio programs in the Virginia area and recorded some records.
In 1957, Patsy Cline appeared on a national television show in New York City. It was on this program that millions of people first heard her sing. She sang Walkin' After Midnight, a song she had recently recorded. Her appearance on the television program helped make that record a major hit. Patsy continued to record more songs. Within 2 years, she had another major hit. It was called I Fall to Pieces. By this time, Patsy's voice had already become something special. She had learned to control not only the sound, but the feelings expressed in her songs. It was the slow, sad love songs that her fans enjoyed most. Songs like I Fall to Pieces.
To forget.
Patsy Cline's recording of I Fall to Pieces became her first number one country music hit. It was also a hit with fans of popular music. Patsy was a major star. She also had begun performing at the Country Music Theater, the Grand Ole Opry, in Nashville, Tennessee. Those who knew her after she became a recording star say Patsy Cline was a very good friend. She liked to help young musicians. Later, many of these young musicians became important stars themselves. One of Patsy's biggest hit songs also helped two of these young musicians become known. The song is called Crazy. It was written by an unknown musician who later became a major country music star. His name is Willie Nelson. If you listen carefully to Patsy Cline's recording of Crazy, you can hear the beautiful piano playing of another young musician, Floyd Kramer. He also became a major recording star. Listen to Patsy and Floyd perform Willie Nelson's song, Crazy.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? For thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Crazy. On March 6th, 1963, Patsy Cline was killed in the crash of a small airplane. She was only 30 years old. She was flying home to Nashville. She had taken part in a special concert in Kansas City to raise money for the family of a country music radio performer who recently had died. Patsy Cline was buried near her hometown of Winchester, Virginia. Thousands of people came to her funeral. 10 years after her death, she became the first woman performer elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
In 1985, Hollywood producers made a movie about the life of Patsy Cline. It was called Sweet Dreams. Popular actress Jessica Lange played Patsy. No one really could sound like Patsy Cline, so the producers used her old records in the movie. Ms. Lange moved her mouth so she appeared to be singing. People who had never heard of Patsy Cline saw the movie and enjoyed her singing. They began buying her records. Today, her records still sell thousands of copies each year as new fans discover her.